Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio. The North American Wrestling Connection, the major league of professional wrestling connections, from coast to coast and continent to continent, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007, sanctioned by the AWA, the major league of professional wrestling. I'm Ron Trondard, along with Donna from Donna's Rumors, and now Robert Q. Seidelman from Los Angeles.
Very good stuff. Yes.
Wow.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is
I'm sure it is.
How is that written out on the birth certificate, can I ask?
It's written out HEEHAW.
WWWW.
Yeah. .com/WTF.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my.
Vintage yes. Robert Seidelman.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, my Lanta. Okay.
That's why when I need somebody to text, so I go to Able Counseling Services here in Seattle, Washington. Okay, moving
Smirk.
On. Or if you want a good game, go to eBay or Amazon, pick up Rocket Knight Adventures. Smirk. But enough about that. We got a lot to cover tonight, and I don't mind lying to you guys. We have a really bunch of stuff to cover tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So let's introduce the Hit Parade. From New York, we have BRM.
I missed this show last week because I was too busy watching RIT spank Denver in hockey. That was an awesome moment.
Thank you, Coach Barry Melrose. Next up, from Toledo, Ohio, we have Tony Reale's favorite person in the whole wide world, Josh Henniger.
Not tonight, Rob. Spoiler alert, I don't hold the Fizzleweight title anymore. Find out who later on tonight.
Woohoo, tease.
This just in, dirt sheets suck.
Yes, that's true.
From New Jersey, we have Jim Williams.
Well, well, well.
Do not say another word.
It is I, the quintessential stud muffin. No.
Dude.
But I'm not going any further. Good evening, folks.
You are the luckiest son of a bitch in the world.
Holy God, guys, let's save it for later.
Save it. No spoilers. No spoilers. Right. We're not going there.
Yeah, okay. Fine.
Shut up!
And, okay, if everyone wants to shut up, I'll play this.
Shut up!
Thank you.
I don't even know what the hell that means.
Neither do I.
No! From Thibodaux, Louisiana, that's Carl Schneer.
Oh, what a week we've had, huh, boys? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We've had at least Yvonne Eric learning the alphabet on Sesame Street. Hey, come on, I'm sorry.
Win!
Which makes me wonder, Lacey Von Erich, Prairie Dawn, separated at birth?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are we tonight?
Not really, because Prairie Dawn at least has 10,000 more IQ points than Lacey Von Erich.
Hmm. How are we tonight, boys and girls?
I thought she was the prostitute to Sesame Street. Oh, well, anyway.
Oh.
How's it going?
Doing good.
Good. That's good to hear.
Who dat?
Mm-hmm.
Jim gets booed for the prostitution joke.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, prostitution in Sesame Street, dude. But you gotta be sick in the head to come up with a joke like that.
Yes, I do.
That's why.
And yes.
Yes, that's why Avenue Q lasted, 10 years on Broadway. Next.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
From Columbus, Ohio, we have the Bulldog himself, Nikki Hannon.
May I say that it's rather fortuitous that you guys were demanding no spoilers at the beginning of the show. We have very gracious people at this show who know not to tell people things.
Yes.
For a
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stripes who decided to ruin my Friday night. Take that, Toll.
Ooh, okay.
In honor of that, Nikki, just say the word yank.
Yank.
Which one? Wow. Which thing?
Did I do this in Route 101?
Yes, you did.
Yes.
I'm right for me. Okay.
You.
Oh, my. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, some other guy from New York whose name I forget.
Dagger.
Okay, I just have one question, Mr. Seidelman. Do you take your crow grilled, fried, broiled, and how would you like to take it with wine? Because it's been stuffed down your throat.
Ow.
I have been waiting all week because I have been watching the show. I watched the pay-per-view. And I've been waiting. That's all I'm saying. I've been waiting.
There really is no need to change your audio. My face is this red.
Just my default, folks.
And I thought I was the only one with a face for radio.
You're not the only one.
No.
I know I am.
Of course.
And I know I was.
So, Rob, are we going to get to recap the show that you crapped on before you even saw it?
No, let's move on to the Monday Night War. Of course, we're going to recap WrestleMania.
Why?
Yeah, boy.
No, we're going to WrestleFest first. Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Another small spoiler here. A certain someone of this show is featured on Game Show Garbage. I won't say who.
Yeah, I know who it is.
You have to go and find out.
Yep. Yeah.
By the way, did you like that picture, Jason?
No, I did not, because you picked the worst picture of me. But, of course, that's fine. Little revenge.
Because it served the purpose.
That's awesome for all, Jason. I'm so sorry, man.
All good, man. All good, but all I'm saying to you is that's fine, that's good. You just keep on rolling, just because, like I said, I'm still mad at you for last week, but that's all right.
But we hooked it out after the show.
Well, you know, Rob said a few things during the week, but that's beside the point. That's
all right. We won't go there. We won't go there.
Right. We won't go there.
Yeah, my apologies.
Right.
What I mean, yeah.
So let's start off with there was a pre-show battle royal with all the people that weren't featured on the card.
Jobbers.
But we will get to that. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, come on, half of them were.
Okay.
Yeah, but the Hawk Dynasty was in the ring, man. You want to call them jobbers?
Well, that's what we called them before
we'll
this week.
Later. I got a little something to say about that.
They had a more important role later on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get to the first match, which was Truth and Wisdom versus Show Miz for the tag team titles.
Did you just say
Wisdom? The bell rang. Some action happened, and then the bell rang.
Yeah,
3 minutes and 24 seconds.
We all should have went the under.
So everybody goes over, and we were playing Price is Right rules, nobody gets a bonus.
Which means everyone got the double overbid.
Yeah, everybody got the double overbid.
Honestly, though, this was one of the few mistakes on the show. They really short shrifted this particular match.
I agree.
Because they could have done a few other things, cut a couple minutes here, cut a couple minutes there, and given them 10 minutes to do their stuff.
Yeah.
I can think of a match they could have cut all together.
You mean like the Divas?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Excuse me.
It doesn't sound the same if it's not her. Get it right, okay?
Yeah.
Not up to that point yet, so keep going.
But Show Miz did win. So, Typho,
yeah.
Carl, VRM, and Hero are at 1 point. Typho was the closest, though, for time. He had 6 minutes.
Oh, that's good enough.
And me, I was the generous Hero. Because I gave 14 minutes. Hey, Swagger's on my TV.
Quiet.
Okay.
All right. And next up is...
Baby oil.
Oh! Oh! Shield your children.
No, you know what, though? This, you know what? Honestly, this for the match, it wasn't bad. It was okay as a blow-off match.
That's tolerable.
That was doable.
Speaking of shield your eyes, what was the Cody's trunks? If you look at it from the front, it looks like flesh color.
Okay, what you look at during a pay-per-view is your business. I mean,
yeah.
Well, what do you expect from a girl, Jim?
Oh man, wow.
Has her eyes on the prize.
Hold on.
You know, I love the personal insult. Nice touch, Rob. Nice touch.
Okay, I'm an idiot.
Okay, no, but...
Hey, you missed
there's
it.
There's a giant figure.
Yeah.
There's a giant figure for you, Rob.
Yeah. No, but seriously, though, as the match goes, I believe Randy Orton wins with a punt to Cody Rhodes. Nice job. Thanks for coming. Here's your paycheck.
Yeah.
There you go. And the Eagles would like to sign you. Yes.
Oh, God.
And just by the way, before we even just go any further, compliments to the WWE. Another awesome WrestleMania set. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
That was nice.
Beautiful pyramid, you know, is part of the Native American sort of deal, I would think.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, and those, what were like 30, 40 video screens. And they looked awesome. I would have loved to have seen them in HD, but awesome stuff.
Some of us would like to see them on a game show set, but we won't go there.
Yeah.
Insert millionaire.
Thank you. Well,
Jason, Carl, Josh, Nikki all had the right horse.
Of course.
Of course, I decided to...
Save a horse and ride a cowboy.
Do not give a shit.
Fantastic.
Jim, I would wish you leave my private life out of this.
Well played, sir. Well played.
That's Jim Williams, care of. I'll never mind.
Oh, there ain't no address now, brother.
All right, what's next up, you ask? Well, Money in the Bank.
Yes!
Yeah.
And that's where everyone has egg on their face except for one person. Everyone stared south of New Jersey.
Now, you know what? Okay. The match itself was not as... Well, because of the new PGification rule, you really couldn't have the Money in the Bank the way you wanted it to. But
a
couple of cool spots. The airborne off the top of a ladder. Awesome.
That was sick.
Awesome. Okay.
Sick.
Kofi
sick.
Kingston doing the stilt walk.
That was the keeper.
Okay.
That was it.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Okay.
Kofi Kingston botching running up the ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
Drew McIntyre flat on his face on the floor.
Yes.
Yay!
Yay!
And also... You want to know something? Miss Heyman, would you like to explain why 10 is better than 8?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I will. You got three guys doing a spot, three guys setting up a spot, and the rest of them resting, so that you're not getting blown up and you're not prone to having an accident or making a mistake. What Kofi did was minor. Think if you only had six people out there to keep the pace of the match, somebody could potentially get hurt. This was a really, really good setup. I don't think they should go past 10. 8 to 10 seems to work really well.
Yeah, exactly. And I really thought, and the fact that no one really got injured from that is amazing, considering some of the stuff you saw. Twist of Fate. Oh, sorry. Not the Twist of Fate. Thank you. I'm Michael Cole here. The dump off the ladder with Christian and Matt Hardy. Great
DDT.
Yeah, the DDT.
Yeah.
The one onto the ladder that Matt Hardy took, which was sick. Okay. Mm. So, and of course, Mr. Swagger, who didn't know how to get who botched getting the
briefcase. How do you botch a carabiner?
Yes, exactly.
This is a call to Matthew.
I'll tell you what. No. And Swagger caught hell for it on John Morrison's Twitter. He held up one of those. He says, "I wonder if he even knows how to use one of these things in a Starbucks."
Yeah.
I don't think the All-American American even goes to a Starbucks.
No.
I got my Neil stat on the night.
What's that?
This Money in the Bank match was the second shortest one, second to the first one at 22.
The first one was 21.
Yeah, whatever.
And speaking of shortest things, so this is for another time, I think.
Yes, but we'll get to
shortest
that later.
Time between winning and the first cash-in, but more on that later.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, because Jack Swagger won it. And I think we all know where the 3 points go.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Can I explain myself and my reasoning for even picking him for just a second?
Please.
Okay, here was the logic. No, partially, but here's the thing. It wasn't going to be one of the chosen guys, quote unquote. It wasn't going to be Drew. It wasn't going to be Christian. I mean, I would have wanted Christian to win. That would have made the most sense. Kofi, who had gotten the upper mid-card push in the end of 2009, seems like an obvious choice. No, so I figured I'd just go wild card off the chain and someone who they think they can build up, and that's, I guess, what I came to.
And you know what? It worked. But
it paid off.
This was the first really good match on the show.
Yes. We all agree. We all win in that regard.
Uh-huh.
But no points.
And then we get to...
I will never win one of these again, trust me.
Nah.
And then we get to Triple H versus the Pale Rider himself, Sheamus.
Yeah,
you want to know something?
Mm-hmm.
The match was not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Right.
Because what they did was they built up Sheamus. Both men came out strong here. Triple H beat Sheamus in sort of a last-second deal, but Sheamus was dominating most of the match, and they were, you know, playing Sheamus as the rookie playing veteran moves sort of deal. And I like the story that they told with this match, so a thumbs up for this match.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is far from over.
Well, Hunter took Sheamus out in the fastest pedigree I've seen Hunter ever set up. He usually makes a shot of one arm, two arms, and then boom. It was pretty much he kicked him in the gut and he had both arms in just one very smooth motion. It's gorgeous. YouTube it. And this isn't because I'm a fan of the Evil Doc.
Speaking of Doc, I got a note later on.
Well, Triple H wins the match. So point goes to VRM, Nikki, myself, Typho and Jim.
Meh.
Yeah. We failed.
Now we get to Ray versus Punk, a really good match.
Oh, yeah.
A little
good
short,
match, but
though.
Too short.
A little short, but you know
Excellent.
What? It was the start. not the finish. And when you start a feud like this, you know, the first match is not usually the best one. I would give this, you know, it was good. I loved some of the spots that they had in it. They had some very bad camera work, if you saw the pay-per-view, and the Avatar costume that he had.
They botched that.
No. It wasn't a camera error. That was machinery error. Ray had, was supposed to come up through the springboard, and it didn't go off.
Oh.
So they that failed was, anyway. Okay.
So that's another one for Matthew's mailbox, but essentially
Matthew's mailbox.
Yeah.
All right.
Serious. It's just, you know,
that's good.
His mailbox,
like that.
His inbox was flooded after Sunday night.
Was there any? Is there anything left of his site? Or did that get, did that die too?
He says he does not support botchamania.net. It was just somebody uploading his own, somebody uploading his stuff. He has no connection to botchamania.net.
Hmm.
Okay.
That's a shame.
So, however, he does have a very powerful ally in the Spoony one, so who knows what's going to happen there. Maybe Matthew will open up another YouTube account, or maybe he'll join forces with the Spoony one. Who knows?
Love to see it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Next up is, well, Rey Mysterio wins. Everybody gets the point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Next.
Yeah.
Next up is Brett versus Vince.
Disappointing, and I'll explain to you why.
It dragged out.
Yeah, it was not paced right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it honestly, it felt like a one-sided beatdown for however long the match lasted.
11 and a half.
Yeah.
11:09.
Wow.
You know, and what they did was is that they told the story of the match wrong.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the Hart family turn. Let me set this up. The Hart family turn. The Hart family was brought out by Vince as basically being the lumberjacks in the match. Brett immediately says, "We already found that out. We're turning the tables on you. We're going to kick your ass." And the entire Hart family, including the Hart dynasty, giving them a heart attack and other, you know, helped Brett to win this. Now, I understand why they did it, because with all due respect, Bret Hart couldn't go. He can't.
Mm-hmm.
We know this. This was to cover Brett's physical limitations.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget Vince's limitations as well.
Correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, in this particular case, I understand why they did it, but as wrestling matches go, it was the first letdown in about three matches. It was one of the downer matches.
And I'll give you another D word that kind of described it for me, depressing, seeing Brett, you know. I felt for Brett, you know, he got the goodbye he finally wanted, but it should have come much differently, in my opinion. I mean, yes, I understand the condition he's in. He's limited, but you know, there was part of me that was like, oh, God, I don't know how I can watch myself seeing him do this. It got to be a little depressing for me.
Mm. There's a couple of notes I have.
Okay.
How many of y'all have Brett added on Facebook?
I do.
I do.
Have you seen the pictures that came out the other day that he put up?
No.
Really? No, let me set this up real quick. He put up a few, couple of backstage look pictures that his son took. One includes a very recent picture of him and Sean.
Oh, very nice. Cool.
It's up there.
Awesome.
Going
you know,
there right now.
Awesome. Very cool. Let me just tell you, I believe the burying of the hatchet is way real. You know?
It is.
And you know what? They got their piece. Let it rest. It's over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is over. 13
years. And there's also from Figure Four Weekly, I think the Mr. McMahon character is now over with too, because
right.
Where's there left for Mr. McMahon to go?
Mr. McMahon, you
right.
Again, Rob, not exactly a great opinion here. The fact is, Mr. McMahon.
I'm just I'm just reporting what Figure Four Weekly wrote.
Well, okay, but you always just take sheets as gospel. It's not gospel. The fact is, Mr. McMahon will always be there as the overblown foil, okay? The guy who will always act like an idiot because he thinks he can. It just is what it is, okay?
All right.
So, who got the points?
Everybody did.
Everyone.
All right.
And now we get to the first World Heavyweight title match, Edge versus Chris Jericho.
Oh, was that fun?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
This was fun. Okay, this is where pretty much the show picked up, okay? This was the climbing back up of the roller coaster. How long was the match? About 17 minutes, something like that?
1548.
This is a fun 1548, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jericho wins after an inadvertent, you know, ref bump and all that good stuff. But you want to know something? They busted ass. It was fun. Even having Jericho tease the spear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Great stuff.
I was
great,
cracking up.
You know. Jericho retains, but Edge wins the segment because after the match, Jericho is set up, and you see Edge go, you know, take all three tabletops off, and does a table length spear across through Jericho and through the barricade. Edge
mm-hmm.
wins the segment, keeps the feud going. Great stuff. Thumbs up for me on this match.
There'll be an addition to that once we get to that portion.
Yes, it was a very entertaining match. Agreed.
It was fine and good to see Jericho do something more than losing a title at WrestleMania.
Yes, he won the match, so yeah. That means points to Josh, points to Typho, and points to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because we're streaming
now.
We go from awesome to a bathroom break.
Which one?
To a palate cleanser.
Divas match.
Oh, okay.
Call out the hog.
Yeah. You want to know something? I mean, look, the less said about this match, the better. We knew this was going to be crap. I'm sorry.
Hog splash is all you need to say.
Yeah.
It was the PP
yeah.
potty break match of the night.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
But Vicky was finally able to get her WrestleMania moment.
And a WrestleMania paycheck. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, kudos to her, fine. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with her getting a paycheck. Just didn't deserve to be on the card. Sorry.
I'd rather get the paycheck. The fact that half the heels on either show cannot generate half the heat that she does by just walking through the curtain. She deserved to be out there. And you guys are all going to shoot me, but she deserves more time.
I have no problem with her, okay?
Right. I know the match was crap. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that you can't take this match off the card. You could do better things with it, but you cannot take it off the card.
You should have. They should. Here's what they should have done, Nikki. They should have altered it a bit.
How so?
It should have been
one.
No, they should have shortened the people in the match. It should have been simply Flawless versus Mickey and Beth.
That would have worked just fine.
That's fine.
Maybe Mickey and Beth win, and then Laycool wins the segment. Vicky still gets to do the Cougar Splash. That's not a spoiler. the Cougar Splash
Cougar
on Mickey.
Splash.
Ow. Anyway, and we start to laugh out of it, and maybe then we have a big diva breakdown where we have a, you know, a Pier 15 cat fight.
Right.
Everything still good. Fight.
Thank you, Jim Styles.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Ow.
Yep.
Oh, also in the car, you know, in between the palate cleanser and the John Cena-Batista match, there was clips of the pre-show battle royal that took place.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
And who wins?
Yo, Yoshi. Good for him.
First WrestleMania appears and he gets a win.
That works.
He'll go somewhere.
Oh, and by the way, I'm sorry. We completely forgot something. Although the comedy was very limited, there was one Slim Jim commercial.
Oh, yeah.
That was absolutely hilarious. Okay.
Slim Jims, yes.
Yes, where Santino Marella bites into a Slim Jim, and because the Divas were the heel Divas were promoting their match, Jillian decided to hit simply the best. Santino walks in, bites into a Slim Jim, turns Jillian into Mae Young. Mae Young decides to put her 90-year-old mouth on Santino. Yuck.
Oh, it gets worse than from there.
Okay, he bites into the Slim Jim, turns it into Gene Okerlund in a dress.
Yep. Is that worse?
Okay. Then he bites it right away, and then it turns into Melina in a dress, and he goes, anything is possible with the Slim Jim, and then they walk off. Very funny commercial.
Yeah.
The only real comedy bit of the night, and it was fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you want to count Michael Cole's commentary that night as unintentional comedy.
We will not go there.
I'll say this, though. He made up for himself somewhat in the main event, I think, during the pay-per-view.
I thought he was very good. I thought the whole show, the commentary was very good. We missed Jim Roth there. Thank you very
Absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely.
That's another story.
Okay.
That's a whole other story.
That's a whole other story, Jason.
Yeah. So.
All right. Next up, WWE title, Cena versus Batista.
Loved this match.
Would you expect anything less from these two?
No. Oh, well, actually,
not at all.
Not at all, because Cena and Batista, strangely enough, worked together incredibly well and had a good 20-minute match, right? Was it 20 minutes?
Not even close.
1331. And I think the only really bad move they did was when they tried to reenact Batista breaking Cena's neck. Dave was too far back.
Mm-hmm.
And Cena just landed rough, and I think even Dave just got down there and double-checked him, like, oops, you know, sorry, man.
It turned into more of a spine buster.
It didn't look the greatest, but that's okay. They still made up for it in at least match. If not better, their SummerSlam 08 match, which you can't tell me was a bad match either.
No, it was not.
Oh.
I can't either.
And also, kudos to Cena for, after winning the title, celebrating with the We Hate Cena fans.
That was sweet. I saw a gif of that on the WrestleCraft forums, and even I thought that was cool.
Okay.
Proof that Cena can laugh himself and is actually quite cool at the same time.
Exactly.
That is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of John Cena, I want to mention this quickly. I was looking at Best Buy. You know his fan collection? You know his fan, you know the fan souvenir box that they sell at Best Buy?
No, I don't. What does that include?
Yeah.
Remember how they used to have the Ultimate Collection of Eddie Guerrero, you know, that big box that they had?
Okay.
Vaguely.
Yeah.
John Cena has one where it's a shirt, it's the My Life DVD, and a whole bunch of other stuff that goes with it. You know how much they're selling it for?
$1.
$6.
$12.
Oh, I was going to say $11 billion.
You know, if you're a Cena fan, that's a pretty good deal.
It's not $1.98.
Thank you, Rip Taylor. But let's get to the most important match of the night.
Yeah.
And you want to know something? Kudos for WWE for actually putting it there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
thank you.
They actually did something right.
Right.
Well, the whole pay-per-view, by and large, save for the minor exception here or there, they did what fans had been wanting to see.
Exactly.
Oh, wait, who got points?
Oh, yeah, who got points in the Cena match?
Who got points?
Everybody except you, Jason.
Meh, I don't care.
Me and Rob took a half.
don't care because I actually thought they would do something different, but you know what? That's okay because I was entertained, and I love the $55, especially this next one. Oh,
mm-hmm.
This next one was gorgeous. From moment one.
You can make a darn good case this was better than last year's match.
Oh, wow.
24 minutes of epic.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is I have this on DVR. And I watched the endings of this match, and Rob, I need a specific clip for you, okay? And you'll know which one when I describe this. The ending of the match was so brilliant in its entirety. Shawn Michaels was beat pillar to post for the match. Both men are exhausted. Undertaker pulls down his straps, and he's about to do a tombstone for the 11th billionth time, as you would put it, Carl. and you see blood on his wrist, and he looks at him and is like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I respect this guy. He's put me through, to hell and back.
Literally.
He twice. He puts Sean up. Sean gives the throat cut signal and bitch slaps him. Undertaker looks at him and says,
what the?
Yeah, says.
No, oh, yeah, I got it. Sorry, I was busy watching SmackDown.
He says,
who in the hell do you think you are?
He's on the European satellite, apparently, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He says this, takes him up, and does the jumping tombstone, ladies and gentlemen.
Now that's vintage.
Okay.
Yes.
That is vintage Undertaker, 1, 2, 3, match over, 18-0. Massive fireworks display, but...
This is the big part.
There is the big part. Rob, what happened after the match? Did you see it?
It was the ultimate show of respect.
Yes.
Undertaker walked out, then came back in, helped Shawn up. You know, they shook hands, they hugged, he left. Shawn said his goodbyes, waved to the crowd, and just walked up to the... Walked out.
But he also said to the camera a great line, I'm going to drive my kids nuts in 3 weeks.
Exactly.
Undertaker has shown that ultimate respect by hugging Sean and leaning in and just whispering, I've spared your soul from this.
But honestly, though, the match was brilliant. It was so well told. I don't know, was the leg injury real or was it a sell?
It was real.
It was real.
Okay, that's what I thought.
What did he do?
He landed wrong in the old school. It was very early in the match.
No, I'm just saying, what did they say he did? Like, just tweaked his knee or something?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Edge says that Shawn Michaels landed wrong on a moonsault instead of landing where you normally land, like on the stomach or on the upper body.
Landed
on Taker's legs, and you know Taker's legs, they really aren't in the best of shape.
Which surprised me when he did the jumping pile driver.
No, mm-hmm. But you want to know something? He still did it. I give him a serious set of balls for doing it. The match was so well told. Love the moonsault on the table. Love the tombstone on the outside. Love, like, the moves, counter moves. It was like a chess game.
Exactly.
It was not the big pageantry of the, you know, coming down from heaven and the cherry picker versus coming up from hell. But you want to know something? These two matches, if you are a wrestling fan, watch them. This is how you tell a fucking story.
In 2010, absolutely.
Amen, brother.
This is how you do it. Every young wrestling fan should see how you do it. It's not because they're old guys. It's because they know how to tell a story.
That is correct. And now let's get to the scores.
Yes.
By the way, any other just quick thoughts for you guys?
I'm being coerced to buy the 3-disc DVD set.
I'm going to get the DVD anyway. Yeah.
I mean,
do we count Sean's moonsault as a botch because of the way he landed, or?
No.
Yeah.
I want to count a botch to the kid on the ramp with the AARP sign.
Yeah. I'm calling a botch on him.
Well,
yeah.
All right. Let me beg the question quickly. I kind of posed it kind of sort of in the beginning because I thought it was as good, if not better. 25 or 26, which was the better match? Just consensus here.
25, but 25. by a hair.
25.
You know,
okay.
I mean, look, both of these matches are off the charts.
It lived up to the billing, is
yeah.
what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, because we all know Undertaker is working really hard. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And even working really hard, he put on a fucking hell of a match.
Absolutely.
You know, but, and you know what? There was no Sim Snuka there. That's a plus.
Yeah.
Era. Okay. Oh, wait. Oops.
Yeah, exactly.
Drop that name and pick it back up, throw it in your back pocket forever.
Pretty much.
Yes. And now let's get to the matter of the scores.
Yes.
Sadly, in last place, with a rip-roaring score of 4, hi, Mr. Block.
Hi, Rob. Are you happy that I'm last?
I'm over the fucking moon.
Oh!
Three moons over Magic Matt.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh, boy.
Right,
oh, boy.
Fine.
Here we go.
All right, fine.
I'm giving you guys room. Wait a minute. All right.
Wearing
the
next...
boxing gloves.
Maybe we'll get Nicky all.
No, Jim, you know the people around there. Can we get an octagon, please?
Actually, I can only afford a squared circle, but if you act right now, I can get Steve Albert to call the match.
All right.
I think I can get in touch with
Horace,
the fight doctor, Ferdy Pacheco, so there you go.
All right, Jason, hope you like tapping.
Up in New Orleans.
Oh, I ain't him.
All right. Then, next with 5.5 is VRM.
I'll go down to the guys in Newark, because I know they just had the show there. I'll see if we can get the octagon for you guys.
All right, cool.
I think they
and
need
then...
a decagon.
Hold on.
Well, how about that Madagascar two-sided ring?
Hold on.
Did you put Tornesio arm thread?
Mark. Oh, jeez.
And then tied for fourth with 6 points, Nikki, Josh, and Carl.
As I alluded, this isn't my belt anymore.
I'll do it. Okay.
It's good company, though.
Where are you going to meet?
And then in second place with 7 points, Typho and, sadly, me. Which means, could this be true? It can't be, but it is our winner with 8, Jim Williams!
Oh, my God!
Looks like we're going to need another looks like we're going to need a bigger belt, Timmy.
Oh, God.
Where David Arquette is crying.
Yeah.
You what? I'm a broadcast journalist. I shouldn't have to take this.
Well, you know what? But though, congratulations. That pick was awesome. Seriously.
Yeah, well, I didn't even know what the heck I was. Remember, during the show, I wanted to take 1.5 initially. So.
Yeah, I know, but your gut told you different.
And my gut was making me throw up too that day. So you know, take it for what it's worth.
Okay. Now we've talked WrestleMania. Let's talk aftermath.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's talk some Monday nights, and the song of the night is, we have 3 songs of the night. The first song of the night is So Long, Sweet Chariot, Coming Forth to Carry Me Home.
Exactly. And you want to know something? I think it's real.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
I do too.
Yeah.
Chubbs put his body through the grinder so many times. He was working with a broken back, remember, in 98?
Yeah.
And take 4 years off after that. After that and other injuries.
And his knees, both his knees are messed up. Plus he's got, is the thing with his eye legit?
Yeah, he's got a lazy eye. Bad.
Yeah.
As known in the picture I mentioned earlier, but with him and Brett.
And to be honest, you know, Kevin Nash tried to start a rumor that he was going to lure Sean to TNA so that Sean could retire him.
We have Nash a thing for that. It's Nephos.
What's that?
Kevin Nash is full of shit.
Of course.
There you go.
Kevin Nash would job to a stiff wind, given his knees and ankles.
Yes.
He dropped the Lacey Von Erich.
And as everybody knows, as some people I want to explain Nephos. Nephos is the wrestling version of Zephos.
Oh. Ponder that, and I'll be right back, folks.
Jason, you know what Zephos means, right?
No, what does Zephos mean?
Zach Horan is full of shit.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Well, whatever.
Proving my credibility for Envision, even though I don't post there.
Do we have Don Henley's dirty laundry on standby?
Just pick them when they're down. All right. We got aftermath. But seriously, oh, by the way, the speech that Shawn Michaels gave was great. I loved when, you know, when Hunter came out, laid the DX sticks down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Great stuff. Absolutely.
And the evil dog killed me right there, damn it. I wasn't going to cry. Damn you, Hunter.
Well, I think a telling thing was Sean thanking, quote-unquote, the little people, those behind the scenes. And so on and so forth. You wouldn't do that if you know you're not. If you think you're coming back, I don't think. So, I mean,
if you think Adam, the red-haired little guy that does the videos, you know you're hanging it up. And somebody was shocked that even he got mentioned. He got a 5-page appreciation thread on the WrestleCraft forums,
which is true.
Saw that.
You know, all I'm saying to you is, let's play it out, and let's say the retirement is real, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Not a Ric Flair retirement, the whore that he is, but a real retirement. What is Shawn Michaels' legacy?
Simply put, one of the top 5 in-ring performers of the modern era of wrestling.
I will say this. Because he retired now, he is one of the best, both inside and out. However, if he had retired like he was going to do when his back was broken 12 years ago, everybody would have been glad to see him gone because he was a total prick.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But because he found himself, he atoned, found his Lord Savior, Jesus Christ.
Right.
And... you know, helped put a ton of people over just in the past 5 years. I mean, where would Edge be if Shawn Michaels didn't put him over at Royal Rumble 2005?
Mm-hmm.
Where would Triple H's Evil Reign of Terror starting in 2002 would have been if he hadn't turned on Shawn?
Mm-hmm.
Happen again, actually.
Yeah.
What about also, the fact that the series of John Cena matches?
Yes, that was good. WrestleMania 23, that 68 or so minute match at in England.
Oh, good lord, that match. And everything he did with Chris Jericho, since Jericho's return and subsequent heel turn.
That would, you know what, the subsequent heel turn was the one, and Shawn Michaels basically made Chris Jericho where he was. You know?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, Shawn Michaels...
Wait a minute. You can't... I got to just say this for a second. I'm watching SmackDown on TV, and you know what I just saw?
What's that?
What?
An ad for Impact.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened locally here.
Yeah, they put buys on Impact. That's fine.
No, that's shocking to me.
No, I did.
Not at all.
Hudson's Reda Center ads on during Superstars.
Yeah.
No, that's a completely different beast.
Yeah, no. What it comes down to, simply put, is the nature of the beast of broadcasting. If you have the dime, we've got the time.
And sadly, WSNG no longer has the time.
And they damn sure don't have the dime. Oh, hi! I'm sorry.
Okay. Song number two. Telephone.
Telephone? The Lady Gaga Beyonce version?
That would be correct.
Why?
Orlando Jordan.
Because he looks like Gaga.
Because when Orlando Jordan came down, he came out on all this tape, which is what Lady Gaga dressed up in for the majority of the Telephone video.
Actually, just one segment of six or seven.
Yeah.
Or how many.
Does it really matter when it comes to crappy music videos of the new era of music?
True.
Okay. Crap on Lady Gaga, too. Is there anything you'd like? I'd like to know.
Big sticks, I hear.
Shut up. I like Rockin' Night Adventures on the Sega Genesis.
Uh-huh.
Smart.
Yeah.
I like Trident Gum.
He likes candlelight dinners, walks on the beach. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go, keep on going, Jim. I can use this for a YouTube video.
There you go. Walks on the beach on a warm summer's night, hand in hand with, what the heck was the referee's name that you loved so much? Oh, I'm sorry.
Who are you, dude?
Ed Hockley. That's who I was thinking of. Thank you.
Ed Hockley.
Rob Love
the
Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Embarrass Robert Saddleman Night here on the North American Wrestling Connection.
You know I'm joshing, dude. You know I'm joshing.
Who and what now?
Never mind.
Oh, sorry. We'll look it up. Urban Dictionary.
I know.
Yes.
Well, he does this weird thing, you know. When I originally saw the picture, I just saw the one in tape. I thought, when he was laying down, I thought, holy shit, Samoa Joe must have beat him up. But as reported last week on the show by Jason Block, it was, Outsports?
Yes.
Yeah, Outsports.
Outsports.com, yeah. Mm. There was a big press release that TNA had stated that this was the first out and proud bisexual wrestler.
And this whole reveal thing was creepy.
Uncomfortable, maybe?
Yes, being, you know, speaking for someone who is. That was...
not channel flip-worthy for me.
Was it a bad stereotype, if you want to be real?
Yes, a horrid stereotype. I mean, we don't dress around, you know, that sort of thing. When some of us aren't really that flamboyant. I mean, some of them are, but that's not really the case, and we're not that weird.
Of course.
I mean, for example, you're a low-key kind of guy. I mean, I'm having known you for a few years.
Exactly, and again, not all people of that ilk, because, again, wrestling exaggerates stereotypes.
Oh, yeah.
In all stretches of the word, and, you know, Not cool.
No, not cool at all.
And did you expect anything less, especially from where it came?
Oh, hold on. Fire Russo.
Clap.
Fire.
I should get my sound off. I have the clap sound actually. That's.
Oh,
yay!
Because I did softball today. Yes.
Hooray for softball!
And the song number three.
And song number three. And the ratings went down. And the ratings went down.
3.7 to 0.6, correct?
rounded out from a .56.
5.7, but close enough.
Game over.
Yeah.
Losing to AM Raw of all shows.
Whoa.
Yeah, when you're losing this, I think it's on at 2 in the morning, you fail. I'm sorry.
That's a great big fail button. Please pick one, Mr. Seidelman.
I think, all right, I'll let you on the show.
Good boy.
Thanks, Parky.
Pretty much. Seems
better.
All right. Well,
yeah,
Ray Cully just gave his leave.
Well, yeah, because he's going back to India to, I believe, promote the police force. He had to go back on the police force for a bit.
Yeah. Get himself in shape again.
Good on him.
Yeah. And now, normally when we talk about Impact, we got to talk about times. Isn't that right, Nikki?
Yes, we do.
And these times, I told you earlier, nobody else knows about these times. We're only going to do Impacts this week because, let's face it, Raw's times, they don't matter. For the Raw after WrestleMania and for something that magnitude, times don't matter. They absolutely don't. It could have been something like they did for Chris Benoit, and they could have just shown 2 hours of Shawn Michaels highlights, and it would probably drawn a 3-6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In last place was Hogan. 1 minute, 47 seconds.
Okay.
Now, for Hogan, that's a really good time for everybody who doesn't like Hogan.
That's
I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
And then Bischoff time, 4 minutes, 24 seconds.
Which really isn't too bad for Bischoff either, if you don't like him.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
But go on.
And the clear winner is the wrestling, but listen to this time. 31 minutes, 18 seconds.
Mm.
Wow.
Now, I have a question for you people. If we're getting 31 minutes of wrestling, why are the ratings so crappy?
I'll give you three good reasons why.
All right.
One, the time, because head-to-head against Raw never works. They should have started an hour earlier, which they are doing next week.
How the fuck is that possible?
And hopefully it's a permanent change. Two, they were going up against Shawn Michaels' last ever appearance, live appearance, I should say, so, and people wanted to flock to that. That's why you saw the ratings jump a full half point.
All right, I'm back, folks.
So we hear.
Anything okay on your end?
Back down. And the third reason why, negative press via Bubba Love Sponge.
Oh, don't even get me started on that shit.
Bubba the Love Spooge?
Yeah, Bubba the Love Stooge.
Actually, there's a couple of that. I wish I could remember the name that I saw on up about him, but I don't think I'm allowed to say it on here.
Mm.
We're rated R, aren't we?
Yeah,
pretty much.
Something about him being a receptacle. I'll leave it at that.
Okay, that works.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm ready for I'm ready for anything. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You really want to know?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay. Well, Bear will be offended that I actually can say this. Bubba the cum receptacle.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I was expecting that.
Ooh.
Wonder if that character got to meet the new character on. No, I better not. No. Save myself. Okay.
For marriage.
A shame they fired two of his best friends, a.k.a.
Nasty
the guy
boys
who
are done, yeah.
Such.
They should have never come back.
I'm going to wash my towel with soap. I'll be back.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Get the Tabasco while you're at it.
A little pepper in there.
No. Yeah.
Take it up a notch.
No, I like spicy. I'd have to eat fresh food to really punish myself.
Mm.
Okay, fair enough.
I won't even go to where I was doing just now, but anyway.
Going back to the Impact thing, there, and Rob alluded to this, this coming week, if I'm not mistaken, they are staggering their start time to 8 o'clock.
That is
March
correct.
Madness.
Yes, to try to get the first hour and because of the football, the basketball.
Yes.
Did
you just say football?
Still stuck in NFL mode like I am.
Yeah,
I know, until
but baseball mode is coming up. And
hey, John,
hey,
didn't
Carl,
do any...
Carl, I got a joke for you. How do you know when somebody has sold their soul?
I don't know.
By
wearing Yankees pinstripes!
Alright, that's it. That is it. You have been screwing with me all night. I'm tired of you. Last week was bullshit, okay? Don't screw with my Yankees. You're dealing with a team, the Seattle Mariners, who couldn't score in a Tijuana whorehouse. Okay? Okay? And you know what? Let me tell you something. I have been dealing with your crap since I have joined this outfit. Okay? You think you can host this show, but you can't. I am so glad you're leaving in 4 months. I really and truly am. Okay? So here's what we're going to do. Okay, I am taking over this show now. I'm doing it, okay? I don't care. We're going to talk about what I want to talk about, okay? Play the damn music. Thank you.
Wait, who's that?
Okay, this is my show, the GSNNWO. Game Show News Net World Order. It is time for me to take over the show. Cut the music. Cut it. Cut it now. Okay? Bring on who I have with me, because I brought some friends. Mr. Pepper, are you on?
I am on, sir, and I am more than happy to invade over this Rudy Doo Poop organization that we call Pro Wrestling, and we need to have some real quality cultural discussion here.
Absolutely. And who else do we have on the line, please? Do we have anybody else?
We don't need anybody else.
We don't need anybody else? Okay, we don't need
you
anybody.
Do.
Oh, we do. Who else do we got here?
Me.
Hey, this is Don.
Hey, Don, how you doing, my man? Donut. This is Don the Donut Hartwood from Canada. Gordon Pepper is my running buddy on a website called GameshowNewsNet.com. And we talk about something that's more important than professional wrestling. We talk about game and reality shows. And we're taking over right now. Gordon, start it up.
Woo!
Mute these guys. We don't need to hear all of them. You know who to mute, Rob. Go ahead. What are we talking about, Gordon? Start it up.
Welcome to the GSNNWO show this evening. I am Gordon Hatery Pepper, along with Jason, the Cuckoo Clock Block, and Don, the Donut Harpwood. And sometimes when we feel like letting him in from Seattle, Robert Seidelman.
And if we want to, and if we want to let in Chenier and Williams, you know, they know what they're talking about. So, you know, that's fine.
Sometimes they know what time it is.
Yeah, exactly. So you know what it's time to talk about? Something really masculine and really, you know, down and dirty.
Let's go macho. You want to go macho?
I want to go truly macho. Let's
sure,
start
why
out
not?
With, yeah, okay. Let's talk about Dancing with the Stars. That's truly
nothing
macho.
Screams macho like 12 celebrities in spandex.
Exactly. So we had Dancing with the Stars start up last week on March 22nd, and the big news was the cast, or lack thereof, because the definition of star has been, shall we say,
compromised, like said whorehouse,
exactly.
That the Seattle Mariners live in.
Yes, exactly. The fact of the matter is that Dancing with the Stars, I mean, for example, Kate Gosselin, the woman who used her uterus as a clown car, you know, Jake Pavelka, the manhole of The Bachelor. Let's see, Pamela Anderson, Nicole Scherzinger, Buzz Aldrin? Come on.
He is the definition of manhood. Leave Buzz Aldrin alone.
Well, you know, Buzz Aldrin has looked at more full moons than what Kim Kardashian has on her body.
Oh.
Ouch. Yes.
Gordon, I know you don't actually get to hear the sound on your show, but here we actually do have it.
Whoa! Fine. Epic fail. So what happened on the first 2 weeks of The Bachelor? Oh, not The Bachelor. The dance.
Trust me. I'll be here for the next hour. You may want to cue those horns up because we'll be having a lot of fun there for the next hour. So basically what we had was that we had Buzz Aldrin at the bottom in terms of the judges, Kate Gosselin in terms of being on the bottom with the judges. However, America didn't see it that way. America decided instead that the two people that they wanted off the show was Pamela Anderson, who didn't leave the show, which is fortunate for her. However, not so fortunate for Sharon Doherty, who is the first person leaving Dancing with the Stars. She can now find Melrose Place or any other place that she wants to with her $2.50 hooker outfit.
Pretty much. I mean, honestly speaking, I mean, do you really think that they were going to eliminate Kate Gosselin, the ratings booster, in a week, in the first week?
No, not a chance. Not with the whole TLC crowd, which is the same thing as the soap opera crowd watching the show. It's interesting to see, in my mind, it's interesting to see how exactly the audience judges. Obviously, they don't care about what the judges think, and they don't care about the actual talent that's actually dancing up there on the stage. Because if they did, they would not have put the person in fourth place who in the bottom two. They wouldn't do it, and believe it or not, they did.
Exactly. I mean, put it to you this way, 24 million people are watching. But the people who they're going to get next is, I have no idea. I mean, honestly, you know, to put it in terms that you might even understand, Rob, Kate Gosselin is the main heel of the group. Everybody hates her, but they are going to put her on as long as possible to jack the ratings up until she's not used anymore. Just like her.
How she wants her dancing partner kicked off so she could get another one.
Tony Dovolani, yeah.
Report, because I don't, you guys know I don't watch Dancing with the Stars.
That's fine.
I mean, I have better things to do with my time, to be honest with you.
That's
fine. Yeah, but take care of your fat ass mom.
Hulks. Excuse me. Anyway, go on.
She said it, I didn't.
The fact of the matter is that Kate Gosselin was in nearly dead last, and she was not in the bottom two. That should say a lot about what the audience thinks about her, and I'm guessing that they really could care less about her or her husband, who just got dumped by the woman that he dumped Kate Gosselin for.
Yuck. Absolute yuck. But so, seriously, so at the moment, who do you see winning this thing, Mr. Pepper?
Who do I see winning this thing? I'm not sure who I see winning, but I see who's losing right now, and it's currently the 24 million people watching.
Don, do you watch the show?
No, I have not been watching it.
Okay. Well, let's talk about a show that I think you do watch, because you're part of our recap crew on GSNN, American Idol, or, as we say occasionally, Morons on the Mic.
That's another manly masculine show that I'm sure most wrestlers who are listening to us watch.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, this week we had our top 10, which included, and I'll see if I can name them off out by the top of my head.
Jace, guys, I hate to interrupt, but we have a caller.
Okay. Who's that?
I'm back. Headache. Dehydration headache.
Okay. Just listen in. Sorry. It's all right. It's all good. It's all good. Just listen in and have fun. You know, see how a real show is supposed to be handled. Anyway, so here's the deal. We had our top 10 singing R&B songs by you know, various different artists being mentored by Usher. Oh, by the way, Gordon, did you know Usher's got a new album this week? It's called...
Really?
Yes.
And he just happened to have been on American Idol. Wow, never would have guessed.
That is called Raymond versus Raymond. Yes. And this week, we have the top 10 singing soul tunes. And honestly, for the most part, people did pretty good. Except for the bottom three, which I might have to say I got exactly right. Tim Urban, who sang who, by the way, in my opinion, is the Sanjaya of 2010.
Even a blind prostitute finds a testicle once in a while, Jay.
You would know. Anyway,
and your mom was very good.
Tim Urban sang a horrid version of Sweet Love by Anita Baker. Dee Dee Benami sang a very boring vanilla version of What Becomes of the Brokenhearted. And I believe it was Katie Stevens who sang a chain, weak-linked Chain of Fools.
It was a very, very weak chain.
Yes. And the woman who got eliminated this week was Dee Dee Benami. Now, Don, did you think that was the correct one?
Well, I was more expecting Tim to go, but I'm fine with Dee Dee going.
Okay. Who was your favorite performance this week?
Favorite? I believe that was Lee, actually.
Lee DeWise had a great performance this week. Gordon, who did you like and dislike this week?
I actually thought Lita Wise had the best performance. I thought Crystal and Michael were both very good, and I think that Dee Dee sang like Duty.
Yes, she did. So now we have the top nine singing the Lennon-McCartney songbook. Who does this help? Who does this hurt?
All right, bye. Well, the Lennon-McCartney songbook is definitely not just the Beatles, but it's other things that, you know, they both did before and after the Beatles. Most noticeably, of course, McCartney, between what he did with Wings and what he did with Michael Jackson, Say, 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 which I would bet dollars to donuts will be a song that you'll get to hear. Or at least I would sincerely think about it if that was an option. This was the week, don't forget, that a couple of years ago, David Cook used with Eleanor Rigby to propel himself into the leader position, which is something that he never relinquished when he won American Idol during season 7. Now, who does this help? It will help the singer-songwriters. Ironically enough, it would have helped Dee Dee if she was around, but she's not. Who will it help now? Obviously, it will help Crystal. It will almost certainly help Michael Lynch if he can find a good R&B song in there. There's plenty of things in there that he can make R&B. It will definitely help Lee, who's the rocker, and it will also definitely help Casey, who's also like the country pruner. So your top four should be fine. Who is it going to not help? It's certainly not going to help Katie Stevens, whose biggest mistake or whose biggest issue is that she's sounding too old. This is not going to help.
No.
It almost certainly is not going to help Tim Urban, who has the emotional capability of a brick.
Yep.
And it probably also is not going to help one Aaron Kelly, who's a pop artist, but again, most of these songs are harder than what his voice can take. So I would expect those are going to be your three people in peril. And you can throw Andrew Garcia in there also, except that I think that he could probably do something pretty good. Unfortunately, there is no Paula Abdul in there, but I'm sure he'll just try to get by with a little help from his friends.
So Rob, who do you like so far this year?
The remote.
Oh, boy. Told you, Gordon. Knows nothing about music.
No class.
Not at all.
If I want to listen to music, I'll go online and I'll find myself the latest Coheed and Cambria CD.
Oh, God. Coheed, please. But anyway, we go from music to world travel in our GSNNWO cavalcade of Cavalcade of Shows with the episode of The Amazement, the latest episode of The Amazing Race.
And like Chico is to The Bachelor, The Amazing Race is my favorite show.
It is or is not?
I said Chico and The Bachelor. What do you think that means, Jason?
Okay. Fine. So you could just tune us out while we actually give the people something to listen to. Gordon, take it away.
It would be much more interesting to discuss about pro wrestling. Let me say that right now. So maybe this season may be just as comparable with pro wrestling, because if you wouldn't know any better, you would think that it would be staged. You have far and away the worst top six ever at Amazing Race in the history. Because it's going to be exciting, because these people would not be able to find a marble if they stuck it in their rear end. In this case, this week, every single team incurred a penalty of one point or another. Lewis and Michael lost their nuts. Dan and Jordan lost their nuts. And are you thinking that this is going to be part of Boy Meets Boy? No, we mean coconuts, as in the ones that fell off their caravan when they were trying to drive it, which means that they had to go all the way back and retrieve them. And it turns out that Jet and Cord, or Cowboys, finish in last, but fortunately for them, it's a non-elimination leg. So they get to race again, and they once again get to stink up my TV for the next 60 minutes on Sunday, or in this case, in 2 days. Jay, not that you necessarily have one this season, but who is your favorite?
I like the Cowboys. I actually think that they have a potential to win this thing. I really do.
Why? What makes you think that they have enough intelligence to actually get out of next week, let alone get to the final three?
Because they've shown flashes of brilliance more than the other teams. You know?
How many we screw this race up? Let me count the ways.
Okay.
Do you guys need a big board sound or something? Because I think I got one here.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Robert, actually, I think we really have to sort of, you know, pull the plug on this, I think.
There's one show that we need to talk about before, you know, other stuff happens. Probably the most manliest show out there.
What's
RuPaul's
that?
RuPaul's Drag Race.
No, you know what? No. This ain't working.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we thought we could pull this off, but, you know, our main cast is actually just, you know, late, you know, in droves, unfortunately. Everyone else left.
Yeah.
Gordon, I apologize for this. It's just like our regular cast members really wanted to talk about other things besides this.
Yeah.
You know, I
apologize. Sorry, Gordon, this, the plan ain't working, dude.
All right, man. Well, that's okay. We still know talent when we see it.
Yeah, absolutely. Gordon, I'll talk to you later, man. I'm sorry about this. We had to pull it.
All right, no worries.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Take care, Don.
See ya.
Yeah. So, Nikki, if you're listening, come back in. I'm her. Sorry, guys.
Me and Jason, we worked on this for the past month or so, and we thought it'd be a fun idea to do, but I guess...
For some reason, it just didn't work.
You guys didn't think it worked.
Oh, no.
No, you guys were fine. The reason I signed off is because I think that most reality shows are not worth the cocktail napkins they were conceived on.
Gotta agree with that, I hate to say.
Okay.
I'm more a traditionalist game show guy than reality. I mean, Dancing with the Stars I'm okay with. Idol, I liked it 5 years ago, but I don't like it now.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, my aunt loves The Amazing Race,
mm-hmm.
So I'll give her that. You know.
So, let's actually...
So, the whole banter thing between me and Jason over the past few weeks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was kind of a gag as well.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Except for the WrestleMania card. That was absolutely real.
Some of it was real.
Jason,
some of it was real. Like the matches that I thought that didn't belong in there. I thought it was a good card overall, but not worth the $55 price tag that I would have to pay for it.
Legitimately, though, I think the card was worth $55. I really do. I think the card was, I mean, no pay-per-view is, you know, worth it per se, but this was pretty close.
Yeah.
You know?
You guys are sick.
Let me say this. What? It takes a lot to kill my spirit. Help me find it back while we finish this shit, please.
Sure, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, guys, I'm sorry. That I did not like that at all. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Josh, you messaged me that it didn't go over with you at all.
No.
And I flat out hung up.
I hung up.
I didn't. I just put myself on mute. All
right. Sorry.
And I said, you know, never mind. And I texted, I said, Jason, let me know when you're actually talking about wrestling again.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, which is going to be now.
Well, all right, let's get to it.
It was a fun 15-minute segment while it lasted.
Sorry.
That's all right. Let's go on.
All right, so.
Button for it.
Okay,
and,
so.
Josh, you could say what you just typed out to me.
Right. Sir, you know what Nikki did a few months ago with folding chairs to your back? I'm going to have a folding chair with your name on it.
Oh. Then you need to give one to Jason, too, because he was in on this.
Okay. All right,
fine. A shame that Jason will never come to Columbus or Toledo.
Whatever.
Leaving on it.
Okay.
Sorry, we got
take him out to a Mudheads game. Come on.
Okay. So Raw ends and we go to NXT. Rankings
come out.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
Pro's poll.
I'm sorry?
What?
The pros poll, not the bra poll, Mom.
What? No comment.
Mom, the bra poll is...
That's a puppy bowl, isn't it?
Yeah, puppy bowl.
Wolf, wolf, indeed.
Get Jerry the King Lawler. Actually, here's what I remember. The bra poll was actually in the WrestleMania, was actually in the first SmackDown versus Raw. It was actually a match. Where you teamed up with Trish Stratus, and at the WrestleMania it was a bra and panties ladder match where Trish's bra and panties were hanging up. And you had to pull them down in order to win Trish Stratus, so to speak.
Russo-rific.
Better than a Viagra on a pole match, I'm telling you.
No one is.
A Duratol on a pole match.
No,
get
not
it right.
There at all.
Well, I prefer Viagra for Mean Gene's sake.
Okay.
Hi, Mom.
This is Solomon's profane as hell tonight.
Yes, yeah, so
I'm loving it.
So what happened with the rank?
You know what? That should have been the actual... That would have been the perfect April Fool's joke.
Yes.
Mama Seidelman hosting the show.
Yeah, that would have worked
better.
Yeah.
See, it would have been perfect.
She can't sing either, but that's okay. We love her stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now you know where my singing voice comes from.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, brother.
Well, at least I try.
So the poll came out, and now, Jason, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm not trying to lambast you, but you made a prediction on the show that Daniel Bryan would be at the bottom, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I was wrong this entire week, okay?
We won't hold it against you. You're amongst friends.
Yes. Even after that crappy stuff.
Yeah, we think we are, yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, I mean, I find it interesting how the poll shaked out, sort of, kind of.
Yeah, go ahead. So, Daniel Bryan was first.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And Young was last, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what else happened there?
Michael Tarver got number 7.
Should
have been number 8.
Yeah, Darren Young, number 8. Daniel Bryan, number 1. Wade Barrett, 2, Justin Gabriel 3, Heath Slater 4, David Otunga 5, Skip Sheffield 6, Michael Tarver 7, and Darren Young, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Yeah.
In the ass, yes.
Pretty much the match. The show was a somber tone, which was actually a pretty decent show. We had an 8-man tag between William, the Raw squad, made up of Regal, Carlito, Miz, and Christian, versus the SmackDown squad, which was R-Truth, Matt Hardy, CM Punk, and Chris Jericho. But wait. Thank you.
Wait,
Chris Jericho is hurt. I mean, legitimately, he's hurt.
Oh, he's a wuss. Don't give him
Oh. Mom, he got speared through a barricade. You know how thick those things are, right?
Oh, he's a piss-hand-puss.
She should host next week.
Yeah,
no. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, my mom is going to host next week while I go out to Seattle.
There you go.
Oh, God.
Mom, you're not going to town until 2 weeks.
Oh, come on. We can get all, you can air all the dirty laundry about your son. Come on.
The money? All right. Anyways, moving on. Wade Barrett replaces Chris. Oh, God. What's even worse is that you listen to the Nickelback CD. Yes, well, I burn it into the ground tonight.
Look at this.
Burn it to the ground. Oh, hi.
Anyways, going back to happier times.
Please.
Wade Barrett gets the pin.
With an assist from Mr. Jericho himself.
Yeah, but who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
By the way, Jericho on commentary yet again. Funniest stuff on TV.
He just sucks at April Fool's jokes on Twitter.
Yeah. And by the way, love his April Fool's joke.
Yes.
I'll go there, but anyway.
What? It was good.
The thing is, though, if you think about it for a second, it could work. He's hurt. Good time to take some time off. Disappears for 6 weeks on jury duty. I had to think about that, so damn you, Mr. Jericho.
No one goes to jury duty for that long.
Have you actually seen the Paula Shore movie?
Hey, chilling with the wizard, the jury duty!
Yeah, if you want to call that a movie, but anyway.
Even though the movie's only 80 minutes long, you've lost 6 weeks of your life by actually watching that pile of shit.
Or
pretty
any Pauly Shore movie,
Shore,
see
yeah.
Biodome, etc.
Yeah.
Son-in-law.
Hey!
Anyway.
But anyways, the main event was the eight-man NXT Battle Royal, where the winner gets to host Monday Night Raw next week.
Mm-hmm.
And to the victor goes a bunch of M&Ms.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Namely, 472 green M&Ms, to be a matter of fact. And the winner is David Otunga.
Ooh.
Or as Cole wants you to think, Daniel Otunga.
That's a bullshit move.
I just want to see him backstage at Monday Night Raw. He has his bowl of green M&Ms, and he bitches out and enters saying, you know what, there's 471 M&Ms in here, not 472. Who the hell do you think you are? Bitch slaps him and kicks him out and fires him. Act like the pure diva that he is.
Or at least
if you listen to that, you're on drugs. Anyway.
No, David Otunga. All
right.
Time to give Mom a little lesson on who's who here.
Okay.
Let's see what else happens here in the world of professional wrestling. I don't know. Let's go over SmackDown. There's not much to go over SmackDown with, to be honest
yeah.
with you.
Yeah,
except for this little matter that we have a new World Heavyweight Champion.
Oh,
indeed.
And let Nikki go off in 3, 2, 1.
Go!
Go!
No, wait. We forgot. She already went off on the guy in the first 5 minutes of the show. We threw him into room 101.
This has already been taken care of, but if you guys really want to hear the whole story...
Yes!
We got to
hang
out
another time.
Okay, okay. Tuesday night, I'm talking to Seidelman, and he was reading about the spoilers, and I said, don't tell me. I'm talking to Jason, and Jason is... I can hear you, the begging in your voice. Change your mind, Nikki. Change your mind. I've got to tell you. I've got to tell you that, no, I want to know on Friday because you guys are jumping up and down. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah,
now,
it was basically like the three-year-old doing the potty dance. We wanted to go so badly because we were trying to hold it in, you know.
It's funny because this is the one part that you guys missed. My Twitter was blowing up with two fans that were talking. One of them is Palette Swap Sign Guy, Orange Green, talking with a fan friend of mine who lives in Louisville. And they were talking about it, but I was only getting her side of the conversation. But I know he told her, but I didn't hear it. So, cool. Fast forward to Wednesday morning. I'm sitting in a class learning more about spreadsheets and how much trouble I can get myself in if I mangle the ones that I have in my shoe cap.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, my phone rang in the morning, and it was a certain man in stripes. He didn't leave a message. I tried calling him, and he didn't pick up. So I sent him a text and, what's up? That boy texts me the spoiler without even asking if I wanted to know.
Ouch.
Douchebag!
I then responded in all caps, do you realize how many people I told last night not to tell me? Thank you for spoiling it. I have not spoken to him since. Good.
Fail.
Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, Jason, you're right. He is a douchebag. I heard various other stories about his douchebagginess. I think me, Nikki, and a couple other friends have something worked out. Me and Super Oprah hold down his arms.
Mm-hmm.
There's this referee girl who just started, and he bitches her out. Takes Triple H's sledgy to his teeth.
Sledgy? Wow.
Yeah.
Sledgehammer.
It's like a DX Snuggie. It's only a hammer, you know.
The sledgy have a mopped head for Aaron.
Then we got Nikki, who is going to take a chainsaw to the midsection to his, little tool.
No.
I
just thought she was going to choke a bitch. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then who are we getting? Sweet Lou to with the broomstick up his ass?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God. I think we better stop while we're ahead.
Yeah.
Boy, I thought the lynchings of the 1400s were bad. Good God.
And that was for something real, like, you know, religious persecution. This was just spoiling.
By the way, happy Easter and Passover, folks.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. If you guys don't like it, it's just the fact that, okay, I'll say it in a Matthew sense. Deegan, spoiling? Send some man!
No. We're not digging spoiling, not at all. We're just saying that the reaction to it is a little
extreme.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait a minute, Nikki. What did you say? Extreme?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
There you go.
That's right, baby.
So,
we did the RBG radio last night, Wednesday night. That's right, Granddaddy.
I wish I understood what that meant.
The fact that Del Alfonso is a grandfather. So, congrats to him.
Oh, my.
Ah.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Alfonso. Mazel tov.
Sound the whistle, somebody. Please, I'm begging you.
Don't wake the baby. Shush.
No, but we did find his first CD. We found Bill Alfonso's CD. CD that he listens to. You want to know what he listens to?
Go ahead.
This.
And all due respect
to, oh, you son of a bitch.
JR, Slobberknocker, and my God, are passe. Because it's the new era. It's the era of vintage, 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 era of vintage.
Well.
Okay.
Oh. Why?
Sorry.
Soon to be followed up with the heel Michael Cole version of that, I'm sure.
I had to do something to eat up time. Because,
yeah, thank you.
That's all right. So, no, but seriously, SmackDown was pretty good tonight.
SmackDown
also had a heel turn.
Yes, it did.
My God, they broke up Crime Time. Now, he didn't spoil me on that. So, at least I got a surprise tonight.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Interesting, yeah. Does it mean anything? Yeah, not so
much. Probably not.
No, not so much.
Let's see where it goes.
I'm interested. Oh, and what did you call what Swagger did to the Hart Dynasty?
I call it the ultimate photo bomb.
And you want to know something? I love Swagger's attitude right now. He's taking the ball at least this week and running with it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He went He went from mid card with the with the space shuttles. You know, he went from mid card for life last week to the space shuttle shoved up his ass.
Yeah.
Saturn V rocket on standby.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean,
I just, like I said, when he crashed the Hart Dynasty promo, I just started cracking up because it's just. Look at me. I'm the champion.
Exactly.
The same matter.
What do you think of him crashing the Mean Girls Club?
They needed to shut up. Anytime. Now, kissing Vicky Guerrero, that takes balls.
Yeah.
Especially when you know she's mine. No, no, no.
So this week we award Jack Swagger the Dude You Got Balls Award.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Spalding. Yes.
Mew.
Yes. And I was kidding about that Yankees joke. They will make it to the AL Championship game this year, I have a feeling.
Okay.
Whereas me, I hope they lose. I hope they lose every game because I hate the Yankees. Diehard Reds fan for life. Woo!
Right?
I'm sorry.
See
where the Reds
that.
Have been. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
How about the Phillies? Anyway.
Suck 15 years.
Phillies, we kicked your ass last year. We're going to do it again this year. Next.
We're going to spring training. Anyway.
Do I still have that intro on here? The Yetays. Win. No, I don't.
Yeah, Yetays a winner. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how much it pained me to do that.
The fact that they put it on Swagger so early was very interesting to me.
Hmm.
Really interesting. Well,
I have a theory, and I need a clarification. Does anybody know via any news site? Granted, I know it's not gospel, but I'm willing to throw that out there. Has WWE given up on the concept of Money in the Bank for a pay-per-view?
I'd like to think so.
No, probably so. We'll see.
Hopefully.
Let me check right quick on WWE.com.
Okay.
Just let's face it, three
Money
in the Bank matches in a year is overkill.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the pay-per-view name is still listed as Money in the Bank for July as of this point.
Okay, but Survivor Series is still on that list, too.
They have it up to bragging rights.
Oh, okay. So... This is the only thing that gives me pause that Jack Swagger is doing that so quickly. This is the first seed to be sown to try to sell the possibility of having the pay-per-view since that was cashed in so quickly.
Yeah.
I love the idea. I love the fact that they did this for Swagger. He deserves it. I think he's paid his dues. I think, you know, as a heel, you know, he's turned his character a little bit. In a different direction. I'm looking forward to seeing where that goes.
Right.
But hope it does not lead to a Money in the Bank pay-per-view. We do not need that.
In the same way we didn't need a Hell in the Cell pay-per-view, but we got it anyway.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Gimmick pay-per-views like that just don't work, sorry to say.
No, I agree
that.
With you. I miss the surprise, you know, where
yeah.
I buy my tickets as soon as they go on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually do pretty darn good on seats. And then, a couple weeks later, I find out something really cool. Like, you know, I bought, when I got my Bad Blood 04 tickets, the Hell in a Cell thing was just a rumor. And I'm like, cool, you know, I hope that happens. And when they announced it, I was like, awesome. I have second row seats to see a Hell in a Cell match.
And you got to see the second best Hell in a Cell match ever.
That's right.
Was that Hunter Shawn?
That was Hunter Shawn, and they went for almost an hour in there.
I think that was the one that I liked the pay-per-view, except for one match.
Which one, besides the Randy Orton and Shelton Benjamin debacle?
No, that wasn't the one, because I actually thought that one was decent. Shocking, I know.
Eugene Coach?
Bingo.
I got a cookie out of it.
You get a cookie, and you get a kicky.
I got a cookie.
Cookie
out of it.
What?
Give us the cookies after the show was over.
Oh, God.
So I
you should have kept that cookie and sold it on eBay. You should have
somebody,
Eugene sign it.
And you could take that cookie and stick it up your ass. Okay.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay,
I had a cookie. I had the cookie till I ate it anyway.
Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Hey.
No, that
hey.
Was for Jim who sang Limp Bizkit.
Hey.
I thought that was me for...
Wow, Mom! Ow.
Say both.
Oh, God.
Can't throw your mother in room 101. Sorry.
No.
Yeah, I can.
Don't do that.
Don't do it.
Screw your mother!
What's your mother you talking about?
Well, it was either that or...
I don't even know what the hell that means.
Oh, God.
This show has just gone so far off the rails, it's not funny.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yes. I know. And I feel... it was started out so well. Anyway.
And then
yeah.
We did the thing, and it just flatlined.
Yeah,
it
is.
But hey, it's better to try and fail than to not try at all.
There you go. Anyway,
yes.
But seriously though, for the next 20 minutes, you, Carl, you said you had a note about something.
I did.
You said.
Oh yeah, Carl's report card. Carl, give your report card.
Wait, I had a note about something. What was that? Refresh my memory.
Triple H.
Oh, yes. I think
okay.
I remember.
Okay.
Yeah, Brett even faked Triple H in his latest Facebook post as part of the McMahons.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm sorry, what did you say?
I see, he thanked all the McMahons for the last 3 months, including Triple H in that category.
Oh!
Yeah, I think that's supposed to.
So he's actually Paul Levesque McMahon? What?
There's a picture on WWE.com and the little Bret Hart diary they put up with him and Triple H.
Well, that was pretty cool. I did see that. Of course,
here's a quickie report card, since we killed a lot of time here. For the first time, Raw has won, so it's going to be a B+ to a C-.
Wait a minute, B+ to C-?
No, B+.
B.
E, as in bitch.
Even Bastion Booger.
Yeah.
No, but you said C- for Impact.
I changed my mind after going over it again.
Wow.
This is
yeah.
America. He can do what he wants.
Well, the question is though. Now let's go with. Back a little bit to the Raw and Impact thing. Okay?
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Raw has now been a 3-7, and Impact since moving to Monday night, has lost half of its audience, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
To about a 0.5. All right?
0.6, actually, but, yeah, I see where you're getting at.
All right. Would you consider the experiment an absolute failure? Can Impact improve?
Yes, they can improve. They just got to move back an hour to at least gain some traction. If they continue to plug away at 9 o'clock, then, then we might get ratings worse than they pulled on Saturday night at 11 p.m. when they first started on Spike.
Here's the kicker, though. Here's the kicker. Eventually, because this train is never late, Raw is going to do a show at 8 o'clock and go 3 hours so that Impact is a wash going 8 to 10, and they'll be blown out of the freaking water. So whatever gains they would get going 8 to 10 are going to be short-term at best.
Well,
especially with the draft coming up.
Right.
Yeah, when that 26, that's when we'll have special days. We're going to blow our load a little early when it comes to announcing shows, but April 23rd will be the pre-draft spectacular.
Okay.
Spectacular.
And the 30th will be the post-draft spectacular when we throw, and both of those shows, we throw everything out the window. We'll talk about the draft, who went where, the goods and the bads on who went where. And we will have a special guest on that show as well.
Yep.
Hopefully it pans out.
And also
yeah.
April 25th is also Extreme Rules, correct?
Yeah, April 25th is Extreme Rules, and April 18th is Lockdown.
Okay.
Busy April here on the NAWC.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Is it April to... I can't think of anything that rhymes with April.
To amaze.
That doesn't rhyme.
Amazing April.
Amazing April. But, well, let's, you know, so, I mean, do you think Jim Ross is officially done?
Yes.
Never say never, but probably.
He pretty much confirmed it.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know... But he is signed. He wants to re-sign with the company.
And what's interesting is he's probably doing something behind the scenes with the company, of course, if he does sign. But I had thought a couple of years ago it said he didn't want to go back to doing talent, and that may be where they put him.
Hey, anybody's better than John Laurinaitis.
Well, yeah, but,
yeah.
You know.
Because
at least Jim Ross has an eye for talent, unlike John Laurinaitis, who just has an eye for boobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's, yeah. I mean, you know, look who Jim Ross has brought into the company in the last 15 years. Only
Rock,
the biggest Stone names.
Cold.
Brock Lesnar.
Right.
Kurt Angle. The Radicals.
Oh, Nikki, I have an interesting thing that I don't think I've discussed with you yet. I don't know if it was brought up here. In Vince Russo's new book, Vince Russo stated point blank that Paul Heyman turned him down.
For TNA?
Yes.
Mm.
Uncle Paul is so completely burnt out, he does not want to do anything with wrestling. Anything. Stephanie McMahon has called him here and there saying, we want you in development. We will pay you on-air contract money to do it.
Project that sort of coin, yeah, he is completely burned out.
He is utterly and completely burned out. He is not doing anything wrestling related. Recently, he got together with Taz, Tommy Dreamer, Bubba Ray Dudley, who else?
Spike.
I think that was Spike wasn't there. It was just the four of them. And I'm sure it came up. And it ended with Bubba getting the table, Taz tapping out the dessert,
yes.
Taking the check, and Tommy jobbing to the waiter.
Pretty much. I mean, you know what? If Heyman doesn't want to do it, so be it, you know?
I respect the decision, but we do miss him. I miss him. Oh, I know a lot of people do, too.
Sadly for Heyman, he went out on the lowest possible note. I'd just like to see him come back for, not for the big two, come back to Ring of Honor, do a year there, and if he lifts that company up higher, he leaves on a really high note.
Something like that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Uncle Paul.
Uncle Paul. You know, I mean, I'd love to see him do one shot, something to that effect, you know.
Yeah.
Do something, because the wrestling world is, I mean, honestly, though, the one thing that was wrong with WrestleMania, per se, Jim Ross was not there. Okay?
Yeah.
That
was a big boy.
You know, I mean, it was just, you know, it did not have that voice of big-time fight feel sort of thing, because Jim Ross, good God, I mean, we could do a food change. Who's better, Soley or, you know, Ross? I mean, Soley is better than the best. You really think Ross...
When I'm talking, when we did the food chain actually with, and we all agreed that if Gordon Soley, we had Soley 1, Ross 2.
But it's probably more like 1A, 1B realistically.
Pretty much, yeah. To be honest,
I don't know anybody else who has
currently in wrestling right now doing commentary who has that big event feel. Michael Cole is somebody who. Mom, say that again. Mom.
Pansy!
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
He is a pansy.
He looks like a monkey.
What?
No, let's look at the pictures of him when he was still in the radio, when he was still doing TV news in Houston with the ascot.
Oh, God.
It's actually in an old issue of SmackDown Magazine. If I ever find it, I will have to scan these pictures because they're awful.
Michael Cole looks like a monkey, and he smells like one, too.
No, I mean, all seriousness, though, you're right. Michael Cole does not have one. Matt Stryker tried, but he was being too much of a, you know, too smart by half.
Well,
yeah.
and it's funny you mentioned that. I don't know if anybody got on to it earlier this week, but this sports guy, Bill Simmons, on ESPN.com in his column.
Great, and
it makes you almost say to yourself, yeah, Stryker does try too hard sometimes.
You know,
because that's all he's got left. They're not having him wrestle.
I mean, he does a good job, but sometimes he tries a little too hard. He doesn't let the natural flow of things go.
No,
okay, let's take a look at all the current on-air talent. Sadly, we can't look at... Who was that guy again?
Byron Sexton?
Yeah, Byron Saxton.
Actually known as Brian Gumble by some, but we'll move on.
Let's take a look at all the current on talent, and let's see what's wrong with them. We already bastardized Cole to the nth degree.
Waller,
we all agree Stryker tries too hard.
Waller doesn't prepare.
I don't think Waller's cared since 2006.
Waller doesn't give a damn. He just gets the check.
Waller needs material.
Todd Grisham?
He's a mouse.
Yeah.
He's a mouse.
Put it to you this way. It should be Stryker and Grisham, not Grisham and Stryker.
Mm.
Because Stryker is the stronger personality.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with NXT, it's Cole and I forget who.
Josh Matthews.
Cole and Matthews. There's nobody there who's a real, you know, who's a mensch, who's a man. I don't mean that
Cole tries to be a mensch when he's on that show, but he his needle gets stuck.
Yeah, exactly. There's no real, you know.
And it's very jarring if you watch Raw, and then you watch NXT. Like, you know, is Cole?
It's
on
like he's bipolar.
Is Cole on his monthly when he's doing this show? You know what's going on?
He's drinking the Daniel Bryan Haterade, which is why I'm probably going to start a new segment called the NXT Line of the Week. So there you go. Stay tuned for that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I was gonna do that for tonight. I didn't have enough time in advance, but I'll have this week's for next week, shall we say?
Okay.
The Michael Cole NXT Vintage Line of the Week. No, but honestly, I'll tell you this: of the guys who do quote unquote play by play within the company, I'll make the argument. Well, even though he doesn't do it anymore, Matthews is probably the strongest of the three, and that's kind of sad. I mean, he's not what Vince would want because he actually calls the holds.
Right. And I miss that. Stryker was doing that for a while.
But then they yelled in his ear enough, stop it!
Yeah.
And by the way, just to switch up one more piece of news, Linda McMahon resigned from the Connecticut Board of Education this week.
Yeah, I heard right about that briefly. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, part of her political campaign. Did you know that? By the way, that Vince McMahon is worth like $360 million personally on his own. Did you read the about his financials? Unbelievable stuff. She's still in the lead in the polls, isn't she, at the moment?
Yeah.
But,
does this mean we get to have Decision 2010 coverage on election night?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
the fact is, she might.
I'm calling the Tom Brokaw anchor chair.
You got it. But I think that she might have a shot in Connecticut if she wins the primary. You know.
Mm-hmm.
She's put in a lot of stuff.
That reminds me, I get my daughter's stuff, and I've got to do some house cleaning in Ohio.
Hmm.
Spring Ohio cleaning, ladies and gentlemen.
Does that mean I need to make a beeline to your house again, Nikki?
What's that?
Does that mean I need to book a flight over there to help you?
Oh, no. Not that kind of cleaning house. I'm talking a wrestling-style cleaning house.
Oh. Oh, that type of cleaning house.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
WWE. Okay, over, under. More than 15.
Oh, it's going to be way over than 15.
I'm actually going to go under.
Are you out of your mind? The American people, I mean, we're getting into politics and wrestling, and wrestling and politics have really gotten each other. There's been heels and faces, but I really think that the American people are so PO'd that they're going to clean house. I'm going 50. I'm saying that there's going to be that Pelosi's going to be out as Speaker. Trust me on this.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't even paying attention to what you were asking. We go me.
Over under 15, get released spring in the after, I think it's Extreme Rules, after the draft.
Oh, that? I'm going to say under. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what I was thinking.
I was going to say, I'm going to say about 10, maybe.
12.
By the way, from what I see, at least last check, 44-34% split, McMahon over Representative Rob Simmons in the polls.
Interesting.
Wrong Simmons.
By the way, one last note before we leave the air. Did I mention a typo from last week yet, Rob?
No.
Let's just say this. Dirt sheets suck sometimes. Miley Cyrus is not the host of May 31st Raw.
Oh, we already talked about this one.
Lori Hoskey.
We already talked about Tila Tequila.
Oh.
Away.
Oh, that was pre-show.
Yes, it'll be Hazmat Night at the WWE when Tila Tequila hosts.
Hey, put it to you this way. That's your PG rating for you right there.
PG with a middle finger in it.
Over or under the number, actually, you know what, that seems like, shouldn't she have been on with the Hot Tub Time Machine people?
That would have been awesome. That would have been great.
Unless you want the water in the time machine contaminated.
Yeah.
Over or under the number of guys that she's going to try to hit on during the show. I have the line at like 6.
How about over?
She's a slut!
How many over under the number of divas she hits on?
That's all.
Four.
Oh, got to go under because it's PG, remember. Yeah.
Over. T-Lex Tequila.
She'll fuck anything with two legs and a heartbeat.
Pretty much.
And with that being said, let's end this.
I'm screwed. I have no heart,
fun.
So, you know.
Well, that means you're screwed.
Cat.
Yeah, that's right. Not the guy.
Well, that ends this cavalcade of fun. So for Jason Block, he's not here. Jim Williams, Carl Schneider, VRM, Steph by Josh Henniger, Nikki Hammond, Robert Solomon saying good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
I win. Good night. No. Thanks, guys. Good show.
Never again.